Time now on the Benusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, after playing well the first, really the first month of the season, how frustrating was it to not really get rewarded last weekend?
Well, I think, again, we stepped on our own foot, Schultz, by, again, not getting it done in the special teams, too. And I think at the end of the day, we all realize, again, the difference between winning and losing at this level is typically special teams and goaltending. And our special teams, again, this was our Achilles last weekend. You know, we gave up four power play goals, and you know, we got two power play goals, but you know, the bottom line was, again, we got out special team 4-2 on the weekend, and I think that was the difference. Plus, they got a shorthanded goal, so really a 5-2 Schultz. Yeah, I don't count that open net shorthanded goal, but that was the difference.
If you can get even special teams to about even over the course of a season, is it a successful season?
I think so. I mean, the way we're playing 5-on-5 right now, we're playing really well 5-on-5. We've given up 12 goals 5-on-5, and again, we have a lot of confidence right there. So do you want to be even with your special teams? I think you'd still rather be a plus with your, obviously, with your power play versus your penalty kill. Because if you're a plus, you're more apt to be winning some games right there. But I think if you start out with an even right there, it does get to those little things like goaltending and your 5-on-5 play.
Aside from the empty net shorty, our shorthanded goals almost mentally a -2 instead of just a -1.
Absolutely. I mean, they're killer. I mean, just they're killer. And I haven't looked last year. I think we only gave up one last year, though, maybe two, but over the course of the year. And again, sometimes these things happen. I know Northern last year gave up 8 or 9, and I talking to Walt Kyle about that. And sometimes these things just happen, and you know, you don't know how and you don't know why, and you can sit there and say, let's not, you know, have it happen again. But the bottom line is, on the guys on the power play are trying to make plays. Sometimes the penalty kill group is going to make a good play. We've also given up some shorthanded goals at the end of a penalty where they get a long pass and you get a bad break right there. But the bottom line is, you still can't have that happen.
You guys scored on Saturday night with about 10 seconds left in the game. Down a couple, you can just play out the last minute and nobody's going to think twice about it. By continuing to go hard at the net, that tells me that your guys have a never give up attitude. Do you see that every day in practice too?
Our work ethic's been phenomenal, and our compete level's been high, and our practice habits are good. So I think that's all you can ask for as a coach. I've really enjoyed the season, and I told the guys just about 3 weeks ago, the bottom line for a coach, when you go home at the end of a night and you had a good practice and the guys worked hard, you're feeling good. It has no bearing what's going to happen probably on Friday or Saturday, even though, again, I do believe if you have good practices, you're going to play well on the weekend. And I think guys who have I always hear the word average. He's an average practice player, but I think if you're an average practice player, you're inconsistent on Friday and Saturday nights too. I know that, and you know, you're not going to be as inconsistent if you have good habits. So we have a group of guys with some extremely good habits, and I'm very proud of their efforts so far.
More of Tom Ceratori when we return the Benusa pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back. Part 2 with head coach Tom Ceratori. I'm Brian Schultz. Benusa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Michigan Tech is a team, Tom, that I think week after week, and if you visit with Coach Mel, and he thinks it too, that they're getting more confident week in and week out. It's hard not to be confident when you're 8-0, right?
Exactly. You're dialed in. You believe in what you're doing because you're seeing, you know, you're seeing success night in and night out. And I know exactly what Mel's talking about, and it's a good feeling.
What are they doing on the ice that has led to that?
Well, I think there's a lot of different things, Schultz. They're getting good special teams. They're getting good goaltending right now. Phillips is at 95%, and you know, with good goaltending, probably comes very good defensive play, very good penalty killing. And, you know, their power play's at, you know, 21-22%. So right now, I mean, basically from a tactical standpoint, they're getting mileage out of all their special teams. They're 5-on-5. All areas of their game are strong right now. They're very well-rounded. And the bottom line is you hope that the roof caves in on one or two of those things, whether it's their penalty kill, their goaltending, whatever. And they're not quite as sharp. But they've won some tight games, and that's a testament of a good hockey team. And they've won a lot of one-goal games, too.
You mentioned the goalie numbers, and it wasn't all that long ago that 90% was a really, really good save percentage. I think I read last week that 91% was 11th, I think, in the WCHA. That number certainly is elevated. Now, is it to the point now where 94-ish is a decent goalie and not a phenomenal goalie like it was 10 years ago?
Well, I think 94 is really good, Schultz. Yeah, I think right now, I mean, the bottom line is, again, I don't, you know, we'll see what happens over the course of the season. But if you go back, 92 is darn good too. You get 92 to 93, you're pretty darn good. 94 is really as high end right there as far as a save percentage. I mean, I'd be happy, you know, 915, 92 right there. I think, again, those are workable numbers. And you're going to have a, you know, you might give up four or five on a weekend and, you know, wouldn't have 23, 24, 25 saves, which can keep it down. But I think if you're sitting at right around 92, I think you're in good shape.
How has your goalie battle helped each of those guys out? Where there's somebody pushing them night in and night out?
I don't think it ever hurts. I don't think it ever hurts because, again, they're, you know, that's good that they're on edge a little bit when they're playing and they're looking over their shoulder.
How long are you okay with splitting goalies? I know back in the Climbing and Sedevy year, you did it the entire year. But at what point in a typical year do you want to settle in on one guy?
I'm not too worried about that. I'm going to let this play out. But, you know, Bitzer's playing today. I have not said anything about tomorrow. So, obviously, right now, if you know, I haven't said anything. We might. Maybe we'll split it. Maybe we won't. I don't know right now. But, you know, Bitzer's going tonight. And we'll worry about tomorrow.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerruti, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.